How are we doing, Emmett?
All right, Neil, how are you keeping?
Not too bad, and a happy new year to you, if we can still say at this time.
Just about.
I read it with interest, an interesting article you wrote, I think it was this day last week, on the future of Daly Mount Park and an agreement that seems to be it seems to be reaching its conclusion in relation to Dublin City Council. Can you take us a little bit through the detail of your article and if there's been any progress since you wrote it?
I'm not aware of any progress in it since. I mean, the basic premise of the article was that Dublin City Council were very close to reaching agreement with the bank on the future of Dublin City Council. The basic idea was that they had essentially nudged Bohemians into making an offer of €3.4 million to settle their debt with Zurich Bank. Dublin City Council were going to provide that money to all intents and purposes. Bohemians would be writing their names on the back of it. It would be passed on to Zurich, and that would cancel out the debt. And ultimately, Dublin City Council would take possession of it. I mean, there's some debate as to what would happen then in terms of how they'd handle it, whether it develops themselves, run out of the municipal stadium, or lease it out to the FAI, which is the FAI's preference. But in all of this, there's a lot of political stuff with a small p to be sorted out between the clubs. And the first barrier, and probably the biggest one at this stage to be overcome, is that various members of Bohemians are owed about €700,000. The political, with a capital P, I guess, you know, the politicians, the local politicians who are involved in the project, feel that that is a very a situation that's that can be overcome, and that is close to being overcome. But I'm not sure that everybody at Bohemian thinks that's the case. And I think that there's also some resistance within Bohemians to the whole Shelburne thing. Still, there's a feeling that that there may yet be alternatives for them to the ground being taken over by Dublin City Council. But I don't think that that's the case either at the FAI or within the council. And ultimately, I think if this is put on the table, while there would be a lot of resistance within the club, it would be an enormous gamble for them to turn down the offer that would be coming their way.
Yeah, that was my next question. Are Bohemians in a position? What position are they in? And secondly, taking that position into account, are they in the position then to turn it down?
Yeah, I guess it. I think it kind of depends who you talk to there, and like, as you know, football and football fandom is a pretty irrational business at times, and that's kind of why we love it in one way, but it's also why sometimes not great things happen to clubs. There's certainly a kind of there would be a division of opinion at the club. On the one hand, this is a club that has gone through an incredible roller coaster over the last few years. They essentially played the property market for all it was worth, and nearly hit the jackpot. They signed a deal with the developer Liam Carroll that was worth, you know, something in the region of £65 million on paper. All of that was at enormously inflated prices, both in terms of what they were going to be getting for Daly Mount Park, also what they were being provided for in terms of an alternative ground which was going to be developed for them. Neither value would be anything close to that now. There was also cash attachments. There was a lot going in for it, and it really was probably an unturndownable offer at the time. But they didn't complete the deal for a variety of reasons, some of which they were probably, you know, collectively slightly culpable for, some of them not. They got caught up in there was an attempt to sell a separate part of the ground, and there had been, and they had to try and extract themselves from that deal. It ended up in a very protracted legal battle. It was very difficult for them. It was a very difficult time for the club, and ultimately they couldn't complete with Carroll before the whole property market collapsed, his empire collapsed, and he was unable to complete himself. So it's been a rough ride, and so they've seen how this whole thing works, and they've seen, you know, the potential rewards and also the downfall. What they now face is a situation where if Dublin City Council's deal goes through, if the ground is bought, it would be their future at Daly Mount would be secure. But they would come out of the deal with very, very little in terms of cash or resources or whatever. They would be a club that is a tenant in the ground that they've occupied for more than a century, stable in one way, but certainly not cash rich, and probably as things stand, with significant debts to their own members and perhaps some other associated, you know, accumulated debts as well. That is a very conservative option, I guess you would say, but it seems that at the moment, coming from where they've been in the last year or two, which was the brink of bankruptcy, a not unattractive one in its way. The alternative, though, is to say, well, you know, Daily Mount has accumulated some value again over the last few years. It's come back up to the point where now it's worth $3.4 million. If property prices recover, you know, if we hang on here for a few years, perhaps we could sell it for more and return to the idea of moving to somewhere else. Now, I don't think that the amounts of money involved would be so huge that they'd come out with the sort of amount that they could sell to members as, you know, a pot of gold, the way the original deal was. But, you know, given that the Dublin City Council FAI alternative virtually certainly, and I think probably certainly, involves sharing with Shelburne, then I think there are some fans there who would still see that as attractive.
And that brings me on to the next point, the Shells aspect of it. For them, do you think it's a no-brainer to accept it, or are they even in a position to turn
yeah,
this down?
Yeah, I don't think it's... I don't think, you know, the thing about these things is, as we say, it's an irrational business.
Yeah.
None of this is a no-brainer. I think if you're a businessman, if the football club was no more than a business, then probably a lot of these things are no-brainers.
Yeah.
But then, you know, probably neither of these clubs would still be going at this stage because they've faced such enormous financial challenges over the last couple of years. But fans keep them going and keep them going on whatever basis they can. Shelburne are in a terribly precarious position. Talca's freehold is owned by the City Council. Its long-term lease is owned by a developer, another developer. Its sporting lease is held by the club. It's a complicated structure. They have to get a lot of ducks in a row, as they say, even to move out of it in one way or another, or for the City Council to buy it, and that's their plan there. They would buy that and redevelop it or set it for redevelopment, whatever, and that would be a kind of payoff in some way for the council with regard to buying Daily Mount and putting some money into that over time. And it wouldn't be in the very short term, it'd be over the longer term. I think the target would probably be to have some sort of functional kind of stadium you could be vaguely proud of again by 2020. Yeah, it's not a no-brainer for Shelburne. I think there's a cost in it to them. I don't think anyone at Shelburne would be like jumping up and down with joy at the idea of being playing out of a ground that's so closely associated with one of their most bitter rivals over the last few years. I know that they've done that thing before in Shelburne's longer term history, but Talca was somewhere that I think they laid some, you know, roots and won some trophies, and I think they have some, you know, fans would have great memories of the place, and so it's a difficult situation for them. There are also financial implications. The club has debts of its own, and Daily Mount, their kind of potential earning power going down the road is probably undermined by the fact that they'll be in the stadium where Dublin City Council would own it. So there are things to be weighed up on both sides. But again, I think ultimately in an environment like Irish football, like the League of Ireland, and given what they've been through over the last few years, I think that when they weigh up the pros and cons of this deal, in Shelburne's case at least, they're more likely to come down on the side of seeing it as a good thing to do.
So there's a huge amount of hurdles that need to get through until we get to the point of this becoming a reality. And have we got any insight into what the vision that the Dublin City Council, or indeed even the FAI, have for a redeveloped Daily Mount Park?
Well, I mean, this has been the subject of conversations between the clubs back and forth over a number of years. There's been various versions of it. There was at one stage, I think, when Ollie Byrne first floated the idea of a ground share, this idea of kind of building a new ground on the far side from the main stand, and putting kind of separate dressing rooms in for Shelburne and separate bars, and, you know, essentially each club would have its own side of the ground to call home. home. I don't think any of that will happen. I think it will be a much more modest development. You know, Dublin City Council isn't falling down with money, and it would have to justify whatever spending of public money it does here. I do think the ground work would be laid over the next couple of years in terms of trying to come up with a kind of viable plan. There are some revenue generating possibilities here. Tallaght Stadium has a fire permit of something for something like 26,000 people at concerts, and I think that's an untapped market as yet. Dublin City Council would see this as a venue that it could also stage other sports at, schoolboy football, but other sports of all kinds. So it would want a multi-sport municipal stadium. The FAI's preference is to lease the stadium from the City Council and to sublet it to the two clubs and use it for very little else other than probably under 21 or other underage internationals. So it would be strictly a football stadium. The FAI's idea is a slightly more romantic one of, you know, kind of refurbishing the home, that the kind of traditional home of Irish football as part of its legacy project for the European Championships in 2020. Dublin City Council, I think, have to be a little more, bit more pragmatic about that. So we're going to see a bit of pull in there. The FAI would hope to funnel some of its kind of allocation of capital grants into the ground over the next few years. I think you'd probably see either way, well, certainly if the Dublin City Council prevail, an artificial pitch going in so that they could get a lot more use out of it. I'm not sure how that will go down with fans or teams. But I think there's a long way to go in terms of finalising what other facilities would be there. It would depend on the kind of ownership structure that finally emerges. And I think we're going to see most of it really come together in 5 or 6 years' time when we're really hitting the Euro 2020 sort of timeframe. I don't think an awful lot would happen even if this deal is finally completed in the very near future.
And finally, Emma, Daly Mount Park does have a magnificent history of the likes of Pele, Brady, Zidane, who've played there, and on the non-footballing side, I suppose older people may remember Red Hot Chili Peppers and Faith No More and other bands that have played in Daly Mount Park. So I suppose it wouldn't be going against its history in that regard if it did go outside the football sphere.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it has been used down the years for other things, and I don't think, you know, that I don't think anyone would have any objections to that end of things. I hope not. The practicalities of these things are these days that if you spend that sort of money on redeveloping a facility and you put all of the kind of modern the modern kind of facilities that are required to attract people in, with, you know, football grounds in this country, and it's true up and down the country. The League of Ireland grounds should be competing, or they are competing, the reality is, with cinemas, with, you know, other sports facilities in rugby and GA, which in many cases have made great strides over the last 10 or 20 years. The League of Ireland grounds in particular have for the most part been left behind, and if a ground like Daly Mount is going to be redeveloped and developed to the sort of standard that it should be, and it is required to attract families, kids, women, you know, non-hardcore football fans, which is essentially what we're down to in the league on a lot of fronts, then I think people have to be very flexible about how they view its usage.
Great stuff, Emmett, and we'll be keeping tabs on this story over the next weeks and months and probably years as we maybe try to get the clubs. And
I should say my first byline in the Irish Times 25 years ago was about the future of Daly Mount, and at the time it was a battle between, or I think a transfer of ownership between the FAI and Bohemian Football Club.
Well, what did they say? Some things change and some things just don't change at all. I'm probably paraphrasing or getting that wrong, but anyway, the point is there. Brilliant stuff, Emmett. Thanks very much, and have a great week.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Cheers, Emma. Thank you.